Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. And on the couch, what are you doing on the couch? Bad listener. I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, pups on Prozac. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Two soldiers missing in Iraq for more than a year have been found dead there. Gordon Deibler got the news about his stepson yesterday.
Sometimes that would feel like, are they really looking? And then, of course, when the sergeant showed up today, sad to know, of course they were, and that this was the result.
The soldiers disappeared in May 2007 after an ambush. A promotion for top U.S. commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, sailed through the Senate. A bipartisan vote confirmed him as top commander of all U.S. forces in the Mideast. Petraeus designed the recent troop increase known as the Surge. The Senate also confirmed his deputy to take Petraeus' old job as top Iraq commander. With the ink still moist from the president's pen, civil liberties activists are suing to challenge a law expanding government spying powers. Here's NPR's David Wellna.
As he signed it into law, President Bush hailed Congress's overhaul of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act as landmark legislation vital to American security. He said it would also protect their liberties. But a group led by the American Civil Liberties Union sharply disagrees. They filed a lawsuit with a U.S. District Court in Manhattan to block the new law from being implemented. Jamil Jaffer heads the ACLU's National Security Project.
The new law gives the government the power to conduct dragnet surveillance that has no connection to terrorism or criminal activity of any kind. In our view, a law like this is fundamentally inconsistent with the Constitution.
The ACLU also separately filed a motion to make public any constitutional review of the new law done by the Secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court.
NPR's David Wellner reporting. Brewer Anheuser-Busch has fought a takeover bid by Belgian company InBev, but things could be changing, at least according to a New York Times report. The Times says Anheuser-Busch is in talks with InBev to let the deal go through. One source says InBev may sweeten the deal by paying more. No confirmation of the talks from either company. Plans by the Food and Drug Administration to require suicide warnings on epilepsy drugs were rejected by an advisory committee. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
According to an FDA analysis, the drugs increase the risk of suicidal thoughts and actions by 80%. The agency issued a warning to physicians last January. It asked advisors about requiring a warning on the label as well for consumers to see. The committee voted 14-4 against a warning label. Committee members expressed concern a highlighted warning would scare people with epilepsy away from the drugs.
NPR's Joanne Silberner with that story, and that's your news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.